Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Thursday. Happy September. Happy Dave's birthday in 2 days. Just thought I'd throw that in there. Mike Elam is here. He's with us most Thursdays at 4. And then on Fridays, we have Alvin Reed come in. How are you?
I'm good, man.
Looking good, looking sharp. I like the mint green shirt.
Thanks very much.
Looks good.
I'm trying to be a little more stylish.
Yeah.
You know?
It's easier when you're thin.
You know what?
Right?
That is very true.
It's so true.
It's funny. I just walked in and I haven't seen Tina in a long time. You know, years ago, I used to sell here.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't seen her in a long time. And I just walked through and she's like, I didn't even know who you were until you said something. She's like, oh my gosh, that's Mike Mitchell. And I was like, it's because that's who she always remembers me as. And
yeah.
I was
how many
like,
aliases you got?
Mike Mitchell, Mike Scott. Those are it. My only two. So I was Mike Scott in Little Rock, and then I came here, and who's now my brother-in-law, was Scott Andrews, and he had been at Q106.5.
Sure.
So he's like, they're like, yeah, he was in the market first. Scott Andrews, Michael Scott, too confusing. That was before The Office, so you know, Michael Scott wasn't a thing then. But our receptionist name was Iris Mitchell, and I went, Mitchell, Mike Mitchell. I like that. So,
what was your favorite radio gig?
Oh, man. So in Little Rock, I worked for Power 92 FM, and it was a Churban, an urban CHR.
Mm-hmm.
And this was...
urban, I think Mike Elam.
Yeah, doesn't everybody?
Yeah.
Hey, I was the production director of Magic for 4 years.
I know
years,
you
so
were, yeah.
Assalamu alaikum, my brother. It was funny that we went from a country station to a Churban station on Christmas Day, 1987. And I was the DJ on the air. So I come in that day on Christmas Day to do the midday show, and there are albums all over the station. And the owner walks in, and I'm like, hi, Cal. And the guy walked in with him, and he's a short, heavy-set black guy. And I'm like, you're not Charlie Pride. What's going on? And they're like, we're flipping the format today at 1 o'clock, and you're going on the air with it. I'm like, that means I still have a job.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, you do.
I'm there like, you go.
Thank God. Here we go. But that was probably my favorite gig just because I was young, tons of bar gigs. Back then, we used to have bar tabs with the radio station, and you would trade all that stuff, and it was just fun.
Tradio was great.
Tradio was great. I miss
stupid
those days
Sarbonne's
so much.
Oxley. Yeah.
Oh, man. There were so many stupid things that I did back then.
Yeah.
But now I count them as life lessons.
When I first got into radio, right before that happened, and Kev, you remember this, they were just throwing stuff at you.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we want you to do lives for a hot tub company, and we're just going to give you a hot tub.
Like, okay, yeah. Okay.
Right. That's
let's
fine.
Let's go.
Mark Close still loves telling the story. We went out, it might have been Rothman, but we were both doing lives for the same furniture company, and they wanted to give us each a bed.
Okay.
And Mark chose an $800 bed, and I chose a $7,000 bed. And he was like, look, rookie.
let's not.
Take it easy. You're making the rest of us look bad.
Do you still have that bed?
No.
Oh.
But get this. After about 2 years, we tried to return it because my side, I was a much larger man then, was concave. And I used to spray tan all the time and sweat, so there was like an outline of a human donut. And they told Maureen, you know Maureen, they told Maureen, we can't take this back because it's a health hazard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I would think they weren't going to resell it anyway.
Or it could have been a celebrity bed.
That's true. You could.
Like the Shroud of Turin.
You know, so they used to take Franco Pinion's old cars from Bellman. And when he traded them in, they used to market them
as
the car driven by Franco Pinion, and they got a premium for the car.
That's smart.
It's a premium used car.
I suggested that one time to a car dealer, and they're like, That's, I don't think anyone's going to pay extra.
We appreciate you, but
no. Pay less. It's,
yeah, we think more of you than I think.
We know how oily you are. Don't kill the messenger, but I just saw this in the front page main headline of Drudge, so take it for what you will. But evidently, the Trump administration is mulling over a transgender gun ban after we just had a transgender person commit that heinous act in Minneapolis.
A transgender
gun ban. You can't own a gun if you're a transgender.
I see no way that's going to actually make it through the courts.
Yeah, or should.
I don't understand. You either think there's a gun problem or you don't think there's a gun problem, right? So the transgender thing, I would see them going after that as a, especially with all the things that have kind of come with that, you're going to go after that from a mental health perspective, I would think, is where they
That's
would
exactly
make
it. They're going to say that by, like, a fortiori, going back to my law school days, being transgender, having body dysmorphia is a sufficient mental illness to say that you cannot own a firearm.
That is the grounds I could see them going at that with. But I find
but
it
then interesting. Anyone else who has a diagnosed mental illness can't have one either then?
They can't. Right.
What?
No, if you have a diagnosed mental illness, you can't buy a firearm.
So if you have depression, you can't have a gun?
If it's diagnosed and you're on medication for it.
You can't buy a gun. Seriously?
Yeah.
If you're on antidepressants?
Because
a federal law.
I remember when I was taking Lexapro and I owned several guns, but I stopped carrying it just in case. So.
Yeah, by all means, it should be flagged when you go through your background check.
I get flagged. I didn't realize it was automatically no. Because why is it any different than if you're an alcoholic? I mean, that fuels all kinds of violent crimes up and down the list of the types of crimes because people are drunk.
So then you're getting into social norms compared to
mental
diagnosis.
You're diagnosed as an alcoholic. People go to programs for it.
There are an awful lot of people that are functional alcoholics.
No, I know. This is kind of the point.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that have mental illness that are functional, too, that are not going to go shoot anybody up. I mean, that's the hard part when you're kind of picking out one. I don't care what group it is. Because other people, I wouldn't say this because this is ridiculous and irrational, but other people will be like, well, white dudes do most of the shooting, so white people can't have guns, which is stupid. It's a stupid thing. So we can't be just picking and choosing one group because it's convenient and it's easy. Let's be honest. That's what this is. It's a very small group of people, which makes it easy to pick on them.
Well, but let's be honest also with things. I'd say a lot of times politicians will put policies out there that they don't expect to go anywhere, but they're doing it because it curries favor with their group.
Yeah, which is why we hate politicians.
Which is why I hate them. Right, exactly right. If you're going to put out a nonsensical idea, it's like.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It can't be there's a gun problem, but only with one segment of society. But you said that very well.
Thank you.
Right? It can't be, well, there's no gun problem except for these people. Then it's not the mental illness or the evilness. In that case, then they can't have the gun. I thought the gun wasn't the problem. I thought the person was the problem.
That's what they're saying. and the trans person is the
problem.
But
that's an automatic. So then we can start doing this. Now, what other group can we profile then? What other groups of people can we pick and profile that can't have them based on how they are, how they live?
Also, wouldn't you have to change the... I mean, I don't believe that being transgender is currently classified as any kind of mental disorder. It's, so isn't that a hurdle they would have to...
Is
get
it
over?
Classified?
I don't know. I don't believe
so. I'll Google and see what it says.
Body dysmorphia is in the DSM, but I don't know the interplay.
Okay.
I just don't know.
Yeah, that's the part that I wasn't sure about, but I could see that being the pathway that they're going to use to try and get there.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me on how they're going to get it.
Well, still, isn't it? I'm just looking at this article from CNN. This is from 2018. Under federal law, you can be in a database and barred from purchasing a firearm under two conditions if it has to do with your mental illness. If you've been involuntarily committed to a mental hospital, or if a court or government body declares you mentally incompetent. Mm. It's not just like, okay, you're on Lexapro. It's
right.
Automatically you can't have a gun. This is federally. Mm. Different states are going to have different laws.
And at this point, so I'm just looking at what is, not what should be, or what. I'm not arguing a position. But at this moment, there are no international or national health organizations that classify being transgender as automatically connected to mental illness. And the American Psychiatric Association says that gender nonconformity is not in itself a mental disorder.
Be a pretty tough putt then.
So, well, I mean, it doesn't mean you can't try to change that.
Right.
Right. But that's a whole, you're skipping a whole big ass step by even bringing it up. And you're only doing it for political points because it's easy. It's a group that can't fight back. It's not a large voting group, and it's not a group that's going to vote for you, most likely.
And that's the
if you're on
part
the conservative
it.
Side.
It's a group that's not going to vote for you.
Right.
So if you can attack a group that is never going to vote for you, then two things happen. One, you lose nothing on your side, but two, you'll probably motivate people on your side to like you even more because they agree with that point.
But when you're motivating people on anything out of ignorance and hate, that's not great.
Or even say it was great. Even if it's just judgment.
I'm just saying that's the way it is.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, you're right.
You were talking earlier about, you know, the extremes on both sides and how their brains light up when they were, watching debates. A lot of times when you sit and watch debates, how many times you just shake your head and go, really, this is the best we have to choose from? There's got to be better people, right, for us to choose from.
Almost every time. Yeah, for
true.
Real. Almost every time.
My wife says that on a regular basis, I'm sure. But it's one of those kind of things where the extremes really run our parties these days. You have to, we're talking about with Kehoe's calling the legislature back on Wednesday to consider moving to a 7-1 congressional map instead of a 6-2 congressional map. And they're basically going to gut Kansas City Democrats and turn that into Republican districts, right? You're getting to the point where all across the country, if you look at Illinois' congressional map, wow, that's, you have a group that goes from Peoria all the way up to Rockford, with little slivers of a highway in between, like no people, but there's a highway. And that's how they're going to group all the Democrats together in the six cities in Illinois that are Democrat. And then the rest of Illinois is all Republican. But you would think Illinois is such a Democrat state. Well, it's because of how you cut up all those congressional districts and you put all the people there in that way. That's why they don't have very many. But we get to this point where congressional maps have been drawn that way, where you have a safe Republican, safe Democrat district. Now it becomes the fight is the primary. The fight is not the general. The general's done. And in a lot of cases, you don't even have, especially in lower elections, you don't even have another party running. It's all Republican or all Democrat.
Yeah.
And that's where you end up with all this stuff and why you end up with the extremes owning everything on both sides.
We've really worked hard to make things worse.
Just hate it all because, you know, honestly, honestly, what it really is cowards. People are afraid. I don't want to lose. I don't want my team to lose. Hey, put up the districts based on math. And if your ideas are better than other people's ideas, then you get to win. If not, you get to lose and shut up.
I will tell you, though, you were talking about earlier that emotion and fear doesn't lead your life, although I agree, there seems to be a lot of anger there.
There but, is,
you know,
there is
saying.
Because of all the emotional people who are afraid of everything.
So the emotion and anger tends to run that way, but people who are pissed off vote higher than any other demographic you're going
to
find.
Yeah, so we mad decide to ramp everybody up every 4 years or every 2 years, and boy, it's really doing a great job for us.
I didn't say it gets you where you want to go. I'm telling you, this is the way the land is. So I mean, if you want to motivate people, that's kind of it. By the way, Rachel, you are the keyboard princess. I love the fact that whenever a topic comes up in this room, you have websites pulled up and ready to go out of thin air in microseconds.
I know how to Google. What can I say? I don't have many skills, but...
I know how to Google, but I don't know how to sort through the Google. You sort through the Google.
See, the way I look at it, she has to rely on machinery. I just lie.
It's creativity, Dave. It's not lying.
That's what it is.
It's creativity.
Thanks for the cookies, by the way.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. DGS 426, couple fun facts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Disabled people in the Netherlands get money from the government 12 times a year to spend on prostitutes.
How interesting.
It's only fair.
That's once a month.
Is that one of those countries where people are happy?
The happiest. Yeah. Well,
I mean, I think I know a pretty easy way to raise the happiness in America.
Here you go, guys.
Limping on purpose was a popular trend in the mid-1800s in the UK. The Princess of Wales had rheumatic fever that gave her a limp, and because she was such a huge fashion icon and trendsetter, other women started limping too.
That's cute. Mixed emotions about that one, I guess.
Yeah. I think it's cute.
You're about to have way mixed emotions on this next one.
Okay.
After President James Garfield was shot in an assassination attempt, he couldn't hold food down. So for the last month of his life, his doctor fed him through his rectal cavity. It did not work.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not a doctor. I don't think it works like that.
Yeah, I say it doesn't work going in the other way.
Just holding them upside down. Pouring the food in.
Yuck. Why did that make it so much worse? Only 1 in 8 Americans, like me, are overthinkers. That's shocking to me.
Yeah, really?
That is kind of crazy.
I would think it would be at least half.
I don't know. Do you think society could function if everyone was thinking things
through? We definitely have more underthinkers than overthinkers.
Well, that's it. Yeah. I guess we can't really accuse America of being overthinkers.
And I know, baby, just how you feel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.